Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having a new friend, Howard Hibbard, on the show. Howard is he's the author of a new book called Curse of the Coloring Book, a Novel. You got to put that whole thing in if you want to get the right book. You got to put a novel on the end. Curse of the Coloring Book, a Novel. And it was inspired by a true story by Howard is a decorated Vietnam veteran. And he's been supporting and defending and speaking about the effects of PTSD on veterans for a long time now. And he's here to share some of his stories with us. He's our new friend, Howard Hibbard. Welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you for having me on.
It's good to have you here. A couple of things we have in common. I was an infantry officer. I was airborne, and I, like you, I also like to cook.
All right. Now we're talking. PTSD.
Yeah, there you go. Cooking is my therapy. I don't have combat PTSD, but I have marketplace PTSD. Being a small business owner is almost as bad. I have been run out of an office at gunpoint, by the way, before, so I don't know. So let's talk about what is the color. Tell us about the coloring book.
Well, I really started at the beginning. In 1967, when I was at the University of Vermont as a sophomore, I could have stayed in school and minded my own manners. But I was seized by a bolt of stupidity, and I went out and bought a half gallon of bourbon, a G.I. Joe coloring book, and stole some Denny's crayons. I went back to my fraternity house. We got drunk, colored in the pictures, laughing, had a good time, and I quit school and joined the Army. I ended up going to basic training, advanced infantry training, officer candidate school for 6 months, and ended up on the Cambodian border, the Parrots Peak, with the 25th Infantry Division, the Wolfhounds.
Mm-hmm. And all that by the time you were 20 years old.
22.
Yeah.
But yeah. I got discharged.
And so has you also gone through airborne school by then?
Actually, I ended up going to airborne school in Germany. My first duty station was Germany, and I was actually signed up for after Officer Kennedy School. I mean, you know, you were doomed to go to Vietnam, so I signed up for, you know, airborne special forces Vietnam. They sent me to motor officer school, Germany.
Well, the reason I asked the question, I was going to say, if you went to airborne school after before Officer Kennedy School, you got just about everything Fort Benning offers.
Well, what can I tell you?
Yeah.
You know, it was just so much fun, I couldn't stand it.
Right, exactly. So when you came back, when you came back, and by the way, while he was there, folks, he was highly decorated. How many bronze stars? 2 bronze stars, Oak Leaf Custer, a number of others for heroism. So he's one of our great heroes. Howard, when you came back, there wasn't even a term for PTSD, was there?
Correct.
There was no post-traumatic shock syndrome. They didn't even know what it was. You were a Vietnam veteran.
Well, they've actually been tracking this for a long time, going all the way back to the Civil War. It was called shell shock and war.
Shell shock, that's right. World War One.
It evolved. But basically in 1980, it became a full diagnosis for post-traumatic distress disorder.
How did you feel in those days?
Well, when I got discharged, within 24 hours, I had flown from Vietnam and was discharged at Travis Air Force Base. I went into San Francisco, and between my short hair and my clothes that made me look like they were bought at a PX, discount PX.
And this would be what, 1971?
That was 1970.
1970. Mm-hmm.
March of 70. So then I got spit on at San Francisco Airport. So what I did was I came back and I just took all these memories and said, look, and this is a really bad idea. And I put it in the back of my closet and said, I'm not going to think about it. And that is absolutely the worst thing you can do with PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
There's a book called Trauma and Recovery by Judith Herman, H-E-R-M-A-N. She really, quite eloquently, in a very simple way, explains how PTSD can affect the individual, whether it be rape or combat or through some other catastrophic event.
Well, and so it can also be variations. I mean, light doses, so to speak, a light case or extreme cases, right? I mean, you can be walking around with a light with sort of a variation of it and not really even know it. You're just kind of discombobulated, right?
Well, that's sort of the understatement of the day. When I came back, I wasn't diagnosed until 2011. So if we quickly do the math from 1970 to 2011, I was definitely wandering around. But to show you how insidious this disease was, I came back.
They called it a disease, right? I mean,
disorder or disease or whatever.
It is. I mean, you contract other diseases. Why not that, right?
Well, I tell you, you can track it. In my case, when I first came back, I finished college and law school and started my law practice. And then when you're an attorney, you're like being a platoon leader. You're taking care of somebody else. You're not paying attention to yourself. So it was my coping mechanism not to think about what happened in Vietnam or anything else. Well, regrettably, PTSD started attacking my attention span. And for a seven-year process, it dropped my attention span down to an hour and a half. Where I started to think, my head would start burning.
So you were devolving. I mean, the disease was progressing on you, wasn't it?
Yes, it was basically hunting me down until my wife got out a baseball bat and said, "You are going down to the VA, buddy."
Then what happened?
Well, I went down to the
VA. Did the VA know what to do with you?
Sorry?
Did the VA know what to do with you?
Yes. They put me through PTSD 101. But the sad thing is like it's sort of hard to understand PTSD unless you understand how it starts. When you're a baby and you have good parents, they basically put together a world for you where you seem to be safe, trusting, and you understand what's going on around you. Now, if you step out of that your little family situation, look at the world, particularly like in Africa or the Middle East, it's complete chaos. But you have that fabric, and that fabric lets you trust what's going on. When that fabric is torn, either through rape or combat or family situations, the only way to rebuild it is through group therapy. And the group basically acts like your parents, and you sit down and you basically talk to each other and you help each other and you get an understanding of how your world operates within the framework of
Howard, I got to take a quick break. When folks, we've created a whole new crop of these veterans with Iraq and Afghanistan. Come back and we'll get Howard to talk to us about how to deal with them and how to work with them as employees. Quick break. 20 after. Stay with us.
Thank you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.